After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This is a prepaid call from...
Hey, Mom, it's me.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed and may automatically disconnect this call. Your call has been accepted.
Hey.
Hey, I put $40 on there, just so you know.
Okay, I borrowed this card. Do I get another phone card? What type of insurance do you have?
Blue Cross.
Oh, man.
I know, Amanda's already told me. That's okay. We'll set up some kind of a payment. We'll do what we have to do, Mike. I'm not giving up.
Will they do payments?
I don't know.
Why don't you have Amanda, when I get off with you, just call Amanda and have her call and leave the lady a message. If she doesn't answer, she might still be there because they work late.
Okay.
So she can call her tonight and see if they can set up payment plans, what they have to do, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
$24,000.
$24,000?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, CPS lady come up here a minute, tell you.
Yeah, what? Why did they take your letters?
Said I'm not allowed to have them unless it comes in the mail. That's what the sergeant said. And I'm like, but this is what the judge said. She says, well, I'm sorry, unless I hear something different, that's not happening. And I'm thinking to myself, this could be the last things I see from my kids, you know?
Dara's got them.
Derek?
Whatever. Yes, she has them.
They gave them back to her?
Yep.
And what'd she say?
She flat ass said, I've been doing this for a month. And Amanda called me right away. If you called, let you know that she has your letters. I called Lucas, and Lucas will be there.
He will?
He will.
Will he talk?
If he's able to, he will. He said he'd do whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody I've called, which I know Diane Smith is going to be there, but I've not spoke with her. I've talked with Bryant.
Yeah.
And he's going to be there, Jimmy Dolman.
Yes?
Yes. Barb Townsend, Jan, Tiffany, and Dick, and the mom.
They're all coming?
Nicole Blodgett, yes. Jackie,
wow.
Elliot, Diane. Yes.
Awesome.
Yep. Yes, I mean, I have...
Been busy.
Yes, I've been dialing away.
That's cool.
And Dara's got those letters. I'm imagining she'll probably mail them to you. But just keep, you know, Amanda's theory is they're just trying to make you look like, you know, you're not abiding by what they say, maybe.
I just almost, Mom, I don't even tell you how I felt. Every part of my body was shaking and felt like rubber. And I just cried and cried.
Well, she has them, and she will get them back to you. Okay?
They frisked me. They patted me down. I'm like, what is going on?
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
I put in a call to Sherry. She's not called me back. Does she work late?
She does. She does, and she's actually better to reach after 8 or 9.
Okay.
That's why she always called me so late.
Okay, because I'll call her late.
But Lucas said he will talk?
Huh?
He will talk, though.
If they let him talk, he will talk. Lucas said he will do whatever he can. Those are Lucas' words.
Does he know anything about the program?
He doesn't know much about it, no. But I'm going to call Sherry. I'm going to call Sherry back. I wanted to tell her they took your kids' letters, and she's upset And I really want to stress to her how strongly we want her to be there as well.
Yeah.
Yep. And now I'm going to tell her they were frisking you. They were frisking him. Patting him down.
That's not a big deal, I guess. They do that kind of stuff in jail, I guess. But I just was just like, what? I just was surprised, you know.
It's just ridiculous.
But I'm really, they let anybody talk is what my attorney said. Anybody that comes can talk. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who wants to can talk.
Okay.
So.
Because I talked to Tiffany, and she said her dad and mom would be there.
And she too?
Uh-huh. And Jackie Elliott.
Are they going to talk or what?
Yeah, they said they would. They said they would.
I'm just so...
I know you are. I'm not giving up, baby. Don't think that for a minute.
I don't at all. It's just, it gets down, you know, because she just basically told me, Mike, the Michigan law says that your rights will be terminated on the kids. That's what the law says.
Who said that?
Vera. So, if you sign off, you can't see him again. And if you fight him, you know, she goes, I don't see how you're going to win it because the law states what's what the law is.
I plan on speaking at that one, too. I mean, what I'm praying to God is you get in this program.
So am I.
And, you know, and I'm going to say, why put the children through this?
Because she said that, you know, what they don't want to chance the kids getting hurt. They can't chance that.
That children are already hurt.
Well, we can't chance me hurting them, is what they said.
Chance what after?
It just hurts.
I know it does. I know.
You talked to Mike and Linda?
I talked to Mike. I haven't talked to Linda. She was due back Wednesday, and I've not called back.
Yeah, she's back.
Okay, but I do know they plan on...
Oh, she last Wednesday she got back.
Yeah, I know.
Do you hear back from Jeff?
No, I haven't heard back from Jeff yet. I will call Jeff again.
Yeah. No, I see Lucas. What else did Lucas have to say? Anything else?
He was too. He's just shocked. He cannot believe any of it. Any of it. He cannot believe it. And he tells all of his clients, don't talk to nobody unless you have your lawyer present.
Yeah.
Yep. Because they twist things, and that's what he tells them.
Mm-hmm. But he can tell them that I did everything
he knows,
he asked me.
Yep. He said you went above. You contacted him with everything. And, you know, you did with your tether people, too.
Yeah, I know.
If I'm going to be late or whatever.
Yep. But I was always home like I was supposed to be. So.
Yes, you was. But when you visited your kids, when it was running
I'd
late.
I let them know just in case I was going to be late or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them know all that stuff. So
when you left court late.
If they would do some type of payment plan over a couple of years or something, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they would. I don't know. I don't know. That might be even too much to ask for. I don't know. But
No, I don't believe it's too much to ask for.
Well, we just got to come up with the money. You know, that's a lot right now with everything going on.
I know it is.
I just want to show them how serious I am. And I want Sherry to tell them, you know, this isn't going to cost the county or the courts or anybody money, that she and us have it all worked out, and it would be no cost to anyone. And she would do what she could.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Help her if need be, you know.
Uh-huh. I'm going to hand the phone to Carrie. She wants to talk to you, okay?
I love you, Mom.
Michael, I love you so much. My heart is breaking.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
No. Here's Carrie. I love you millions. I love you millions. Love you, man. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, what?
It's a rough day. What are you doing?
Why did they go through your room?
They didn't. I was coming back from the visit. They just stopped me in the hall and took them from me.
Huh.
I don't know why. It hurts me.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Not anyway. All right. Call me and we got a phone. Have her call it late. They might be working late. That place works late over there. See if...
What lady?
That lady from that treatment center and see what kind of payment plan they could work out.
Okay.
Over how long and stuff, okay?
All right. If they have to, they can take it right out of my check.
Find out what she says and then just... I'm going to call her tonight. I love you.
All right. I love you.
All right. Bye.